Hey guys,
welcome back to another episode of Dear America. It's Gianna
and Ivana,
and today we'll be discussing with you about abortion. And for those who might not know, abortion is basically just the end of a pregnancy, just ending it.
And pretty much it's just a procedure that women take just to end their pregnancy. A lot of people, abortion is a huge topic in the United States since the 70s, but abortion has always been a thing for a long time now.
Even before
The legalization and the popular Roe and Wade Supreme Court case, there's more like history and there's more things about abortion that you may not know. But today we're going to clear that up for you guys as best as we can. And yeah. So, dear America, what does abortion mean to you? And how do you feel about abortion? And that's what we're going to get into today. Stay tuned. So, abortion. Abortion is a heavy, 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 heavy topic. But before we could even educate you guys on it, we have to go back in time. And do a little time travel.
A little history lesson to
see like when abortion started, because now current like modern day abortion comes into different procedures. For sure, like I know that in the first few weeks of the pregnancy and you do not want to have the baby, you can take a pill, and then like I think it's two different pills and you take it at two different times, and then you obviously have a miscarriage from that. And then there's the actual procedure where you're on the table.
Yeah, and they pull it out.
Right. But back then, we didn't have modern medicine.
Back then, it was a lot more dangerous for women to go through these procedures.
Yeah, because they would end up going to shady places. For like low prices, or just because they didn't know where else to go. And even women would use like
hangers. Yeah, wire hanger. They would break it apart and they would use a hanger to get rid of the baby.
Like themselves. Like imagine that. That's like painful.
And that's very not dangerous. Really,
and it's and very it's dangerous not, to
it's
the
unsanitary.
Yeah, it's unsanitary. Yeah. It's dangerous. And also, it messes up with your actual, like, your whole, like, vaginal canal as well. Because a lot of women. I'm so sorry, guys. But a lot of people don't know this, but it's not like when you go through the vaginal canal, you could just get
just
to the
yank
vagina.
It out.
Yeah, you can't do that. There's a whole process to open up the cervix a little bit more to have access to the uterus, because that's where the baby is, you know. And this all ties back to anatomy and physiology of the entire female reproductive, you know, organ. So it's like people don't understand that type of thing. They don't understand that whole concept. So obviously women were doing like sticking hangers up their vagina and thinking that it was going to work, when in actuality they're hurting themselves.
It caused a lot of harm to their bodies.
Exactly. So yeah, that's one thing that I really wanted to cover with you guys, because abortion didn't just come out of nowhere after Roe and Wade. That Supreme Court case, it was something that was happening even before that, because
And before it was even legalized, it's been going on.
It was already legal. It was legal for a long period of time because no one knew what it was. but women. Mm-hmm. You know, and that was just something that us women knew because we're women. We all go through the same thing. We all have our struggles. We all have our trials and tribulations. Every woman has the ability to bear a child, but not every woman wants to bear a child, you know, or doesn't, or they can't because of life situations or whatever the case may be.
And some people are infertile. Or it'd be dangerous for them to give birth to a child.
Exactly. So it's like, oh, I can't have a baby because I might die, or I might,
or the baby might die,
or the baby might die, or I don't have money, or whatever the case may be.
They're not mentally prepared.
Exactly. And that's all essential because you're bringing a human being into this world, you know. And then during the 1800s. The United States started to pass laws that made abortion illegal. And I think that, so ever since they made it illegal, they were still trying to make it legal. One of the reasons was that people who were coming into the United States, their birth rates were higher than people who've been here, if that makes sense. So, like, their fear was like, oh my God, immigrants are coming in, they're going to run shit, and there's not going to be enough native folks here. So it's like abortion wanted to make it legal to just lower the immigration rate, if that makes sense.
That makes sense. Wow. America is shady for that.
Yeah. I mean,
we know, but.
Exactly. I think that when abortion, even before they even made it legal, obviously, even when it was illegal, people were still doing a lot of medical procedures that were not sanitary. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the 1800s, you know, like, medicine was just not newly discovered, but it was a thing that they were studying and trying to perfect. And it's not, obviously, it's not modern medicine. It's nowhere near. So clearly everything is going to be unsanitized. So just having that thought of somebody not knowing what they're doing and they're trying to remove your child and they have a bunch of stuff that they're sticking up in you.
Yeah, and a lot of women died from this too.
Exactly. And not, and some, even some women couldn't even bear children after. So it's like, oh my God, this was just one time, I didn't want this one child, but now I can't have children at all. And now modern medicine made it able for women to obviously bear children after, and the it's case safer maybe, and it's more safer. Exactly. One thing that I really want to talk about with abortion is the whole pro-life, pro-choice discussion, because a lot of people like to say that they are pro-life, and they're the main ones that aren't even adopting kids.
Yeah, I say if you're pro-life, open your wallet.
I think if you're pro-life, you need to be able to know what the hell you're talking about too. Because a lot of pro-life people like to sit here and say like, well, I'm pro-life and that's a baby in there. Like, no, that's an embryo.
It's an embryo. It's not even alive.
It's not even alive.
Take it from a science major.
It hasn't even taken a breath of fresh air. And my thing is that I'm not going to say I'm just going to say this. Us as a country and our adoption agency,
it's not a nice place where you want to put children
in, because they grow up because some people like to propagand the idea of foster homes and stuff.
And you know what's so funny? I'm pro-choice, but I want to be a foster mommy.
Yeah.
I do. Like, I do want to adopt a child.
Exactly. Because, and that should be the mindset that you have, because at the end of the day, if I put a child in foster care, I would want them to go to a good family. Mm-hmm. That's my main goal. If I had a child right now, I would never, I would put them in an adoption center or whatever. And I would want them to have a good family.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, that's still my kid.
Yeah, and it's hard to find a good family. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because a lot of people like to act as if they're not who they say they are. Like on paper, they are great. But mm-hmm. in person, they're like a whole nother person. You know, and those are the type of things you got to look for. So abortion, the discussion of abortion definitely ties into other aspects with like adopting kids and the sociology of children in the foster homes and their mindset and what is going on with them and how they interact with one another.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Like, I just think that if you are going to have an abortion, always feel like you know what you're doing. Like, I think that people who have abortions, they automatically, I don't know, not that I think that they do, but mm-hmm. I think people, when it comes to abortion, people like look at like some people weird. Oh, you just had I had an abortion. Like, you know, that's,
yeah, because they say how it's murder.
Yeah.
But I don't really see it as
murder.
Like, I don't want to bring my own personal opinion on this. You know, I don't want to be biased, but I'm going to be honest, I'm pro-choice, and I'm pro-choice for various reasons.
Me too, yeah.
Like, if a woman gets, trigger warning, by the way, but if a woman gets raped mm-hmm. and they weren't ready for a child,
mm-hmm.
they have to get an abortion.
They have that choice.
Women and who have mental illnesses and they can't take care of a child,
right,
get the abortion. There's no need for you to bring a child into a toxic world.
Exactly.
And you can't take care of it.
Exactly, because it's like, And this also ties in with, like, people who don't have a lot of resources at home.
Uh-huh.
Or even kids who, like, women who are teenagers and they're young and they have their whole life ahead of them. Not to say that a baby will hold them back, but a baby will slow down their time a bit.
It just might.
It just might. Because that's a whole other human being you right. have responsibility for. Nobody gives you a manual on how to take care of a child right.
and
at the hospital.
Your brain isn't fully developed until age 25.
Exactly. And a lot of people are having kids younger than that.
And I don't agree with children having children.
Yeah.
Like, either. I just don't.
You're not
fully developed.
Yeah. I personally, I'm not going to say, like, my thing is that I'm pro-choice as well,
mm-hmm.
and I understand that teen pregnancy does happen, but guys.
Yeah, you're not even an adult yourself at that age.
I feel like even, like, I would try my hardest to prevent pregnancy because I know myself, like, I can't take care of a little human all day long.
Yeah.
Like, or my child all day long, or, you know, whoever, all day long.
At least not at this age.
Especially at this age, because I'm not mentally prepared for that. And I haven't been, you know, I've babysit kids, mm-hmm. but that's babysitting. That's 8-10 hours the max.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to take care of kids 24-7. 24-7. I'm not doing that.
And that's a lot of money, too.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. People, and it's like, and it branches off to like the whole idea of like taking care of your baby and how much money you have to put up for that, and not only that, having a child, a baby, a 1-year-old, 2-year-old, 3-year-old, those 3 years of their life is so important.
Very
so important. Mainly because of their psychology.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. The way that you act toward them, the way that you talk around them, the way that you carry yourself.
Kids' brains are like sponges. They absorb everything.
So when you are raising a child, you have an effect on how they act in the world. You know, even though mm-hmm. if it's not intentional or if it is intentional, it still affects them because they pick up your move. They pick up on your acts.
Uh-huh.
They pick up on your language, on your tongue. They pick up on a bunch of different things that you put out toward them.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep a child in a dark room for 48 hours straight, do you think that child will be okay? No.
No.
If you punish a kid constantly, beat on them constantly, they're gonna grow up with trauma. They're going to become numb to that, and it's gonna turn into trauma.
Or in worst case scenario, there will be a sociopath.
Yeah.
Because sociopaths are made due to trauma.
Exactly.
And you don't want to raise a child like that. So if you're not ready for a child, I just don't see the point in having one.
Yeah.
And
if it's like, okay, time's up, like time's running out for me. Like, no.
Don't put a time limit on having a child. Yeah. Don't do it.
Like, a lot of people really, like, that's why I say, like, when I'm in my 30s, I will probably have my kids.
Same here, because I still need to go to medical school and get my bank account
out. I have to do this. Uh-huh. I have to do that. And, like, living in this, also, it has to do with, like, that whole choice of not wanting a kid is just reflected on, just not wanting a kid is just reflected on just everyday life and just seeing how it is. Mm-hmm. Some people are fearful to even have sons or daughters brought into this world, especially Black parents.
They're they fear for their children's life.
Their kids are always a target. So just nobody wants to endure that as a parent.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just think that I'm happy that abortion is legal.
Me too.
Yeah,
like, you guys might not agree, but I just don't agree with putting a child in a foster care system. Yeah, that system is so messed up. And then they kick them out at 18. Now what? And then
the kid doesn't know what to do with right. themselves. They are like they're like headless chickens. Well, not really like that.
Yeah. No, I get what you mean, but now they're full lost. Of trauma. They're lost.
They don't know what they're doing.
And then people, they only adopt little kids. What about the teenagers?
Yeah, like, some people would never adopt a teenager because they just think that, oh, like, if the teen is not doing this and doing that. Like, I understand you want to have, like you don't want to be so, like, I don't know. People are just so weird.
Yeah.
Because I just never understood that as well. Because it would be really cool to adopt a teenager and see how that is, you know, and to teach them things. Yeah, you might be their
last hope.
Yeah, you will literally be their last hope, because once they turn 18, the foster sister is going to just kick them out.
Just kick them out. Exactly. Now what? Like, they don't know where to go.
They don't know what to do.
And as much as y'all hate to realize this, 18 is still a child. In all honesty.
Yeah. Even though by law you're an adult, you're still a child, because
there's so much things you can't do.
In high school, in most public high schools in America, they don't have those courses where they can teach you about doing your own taxes.
Exactly.
Or cooking food or anything like that. Well, in New York City, they don't even have
They
don't have that. Unless you go to like some extravagant school or whatever.
Let's be honest, at 18, you can't really live off a minimum wage. I'm going to be honest. You cannot live off a minimum wage.
You should. You definitely cannot.
And they just kicked them out into the world at such a young age.
It's a shame. It's really a shame.
So,
but let's talk about pro-choice. Because people are pro-choice. And I understand your reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
My reasoning of being pro-choice is because I'm a type of person that is so for letting you choose what you want to do.
Yes, you are in charge of your own body.
I'm the main person that's in that group that says you're the person that's driving your car. You're, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're the driver of your life. So I think that people having their own choice to do with their bodies is a beautiful thing, because we live in such a society where there's laws on what to do with our bodies and on what to do with ourselves on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, I agree. I don't like when people try to police another person's body.
Yeah, that's so weird to me, because at the end of the day, it's like, that's their body. That's what they want to do with their life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the best thing that we can do as a society is just to support, but we don't even do that. And that's minimum. I'm talking mm-hmm. minimum right here. Support is minimum to me. So if we can't even do that, then I highly doubt that can ever be the reality.
Mm-hmm.
But why, like, I say that people should have free will to do whatever they want
without somebody telling them what to do
or how to do what they want to do. The reason why is because you learn better when you're by yourself, when you're isolated, and you not isolated like in a room, but isolated mentally, mm-hmm. and you learn a lot about yourself. Yeah, you learn about yourself. You literally grow from that. You blossom, and you change in a different way. And a lot of people see it, and they're like, "What? Well, what are you doing?" Well, I'm doing me. I'm focused on me. Mm-hmm. I'm picking and choosing what I want to do. So that's my main reasoning about being why I'm so pro choice. Mm-hmm. Another reason is that I used to be a sex educator for a year for a company called Community Healthcare Network. I used to work a part of Teens Pack. And when I learned about pro-life and pro-choice and abortion and all those type of stuff, I remember, like, just them telling me stories about just teens getting pregnant and coming to the clinics mm-hmm. and not knowing what to do. So ever since I've heard all of those stories and testimonies, I've always been a firm believer about being pro-choice. Because of that reason, mm-hmm. these are real situations, these are realities of people. You know, teens do end up getting pregnant. That's one thing that yes. everybody in society need to understand, that when you are past the age of 10,
you're gonna get curious.
You are not even that. We're talking about just simple science of our bodies, boys and girls, their sexual organs start up. You know, hormones are raging, mm-hmm. and they start getting into the idea of puberty, you know, and that's obviously the reality. So if a young girl is 12 or whatever, and she gets raped, God forbid, she could become pregnant.
Because at that age,
That's the beginning, or like the peak, or the prime time of puberty.
Yeah, and when you start getting your period
at you that start age getting also. Your period and stuff like that. And people don't know that because they think, okay, if I get my first erection or whatever, or my first, because I know boys climax for the first time and they don't know what that means, mm-hmm. or whatever, but that means that you're starting, your sexually reproductive organs mm-hmm. are starting up, yeah. you know, and with women, it's the first time you get your period, mm-hmm. you know, your ovulation is starting.
And so that's when you're able to get pregnant.
Exactly. And people don't know that. And that's really bad because now your stuff is just happening to your body and you don't know anything that's going on. So it's best to know, so you just can teach your kids or just uh-huh. tell somebody about it. And yeah, this is a reality that happens to teens. Teens do get pregnant, even though it may sound like, why would teens get pregnant? Like, teens shouldn't be getting pregnant. No, and happens.
I agree
because it's a reality. Yeah, you know, it happens. It's not that it's bound to happen, but if you're having sex, a lot of sex, and you're a teenager, you're obviously gonna get pregnant. Mm-hmm. That's gonna happen, you know. But the best thing that you can do as a teen is to be protected. Yeah. use a condom. Get on birth control.
I can't stop teenagers from having sex. The most that I can do is educate them on how to protect themselves.
Exactly. Literally. And that's it. And, you know, honestly, since we're on the topic of abortion, we can just talk about the whole taboo side of it and how people just think it's a taboo topic about sex and abortion and all those type of mm-hmm. stuff. My thing is that these stuff, like abortion, sex, and everything of this sort,
it has to be talked about.
That needs to be discussed.
It has to be because
these are things that are going to happen, mm-hmm. especially in your family. You should, like, as a mother or as a father, you should be able to talk to your kids about sex You shouldn't be able to talk to your children about abortion and where to go when they have situations like that. Because teens don't know where to go and they end up going the wrong route.
Mm-hmm.
Or they end up going somewhere that they don't even know.
Yeah, and I feel like parents treat it like it's such a taboo topic. There's no reason why I have female friends the same age as me coming to me before they go to their mom.
Mom, yeah. And that's a problem because it's like, I'm not your mom. I could tell you whatever. And you can get hurt.
Yeah, but mom. I'm not like that. I tell them the correct information. Yeah,
I know that.
It's just crazy how like they trust me mm-hmm. more than their own mother. Mom.
Yeah. And that's sad because it's like, that's the woman that raised you. That's the woman that knows you.
But it's such a taboo topic in so many households that these girls and boys too, they grow up not knowing about it or what to do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there's also the opposing side, pro-life. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that?
Pro-life? So, my thing is that pregnancy is a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, having a kid inside of you obviously is a miraculous event for a mother, but that baby is not alive yet. Even though there's a heartbeat going on in the embryo and inside of the uterus, I don't think it's really, really like, I don't think that there's something about it coming out of the mother that makes it actual life to me, mainly because of the fact that in order to live you need oxygen. You don't get that in the uterus. You get nutrients, you know?
Yeah, from the mother.
From the mother, but you don't get oxygen until you're fully out of the stomach. Because babies, when they come out, they take their first breath, they start crying. That's the main reason why they even cry in the first place.
Yeah. And I know a lot of religious people, they believe that life starts at conception. But
sometimes,
I respectfully disagree.
But sometimes if it happens then what about all the dead semen? Huh? Huh? 'Cause people forget that when a man ejaculates in a woman, there's multiple
semen. Sperms.
So what about them? Oh, okay. Anyway, I'm just saying it in on a science base because we want to talk about actual facts, not belief. Mm-hmm. And I respect everyone's belief. But
yeah, me too.
If we're going to talk about actual concrete facts, let's talk about the concrete facts.
Yeah, these are science-based facts we're giving you guys.
Exactly. And my thing is that like, okay, life happens at conception, but there's a bunch of, like...
That's more so a belief.
Yeah. But no one knows when actual life begins. Some people say that it happens when the embryo or the baby has its first heartbeat, or it comes out of the vagina, or whatever the case may be. But I truly believe that it comes out when the baby comes out and it takes its first breath. Because sometimes there could be a heartbeat in the uterus and you bring out the baby and it won't cry. It will be dead. It could be a stillborn.
A stillborn, yeah.
Or it has its first heartbeat and it 2 weeks later, miscarriage. God forbid. But that's the reality of it all, you know? It's stuff like that that people need to keep in mind because that's the actual reality of pregnancy. Although it's a beautiful, beautiful journey, there's still ways for that baby to not become life, if you get what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I think I said it wrong then. Mm-hmm.
No, I get where you're coming from. Mm-hmm. So, like, in conclusion, I'm pro-kill that thing. Yeah. I'm just kidding, guys. All jokes. Not all jokes, but I do get where you're coming from. I have the same mindset also. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand the pro-life movement, but I don't agree.
Okay,
I
like,
don't agree with it.
I mean, like, okay, pro-life, great. Like, bring all the babies into the world. Mm-hmm. But it, like, not to say that the whole pro-life mindset is bad, but it's beautiful. It's great because mm-hmm. you're promoting life. You're promoting the creation of life. You're promoting people coming into this world. You're promoting all of that good stuff. But it's not a realistic movement in my eyes because there are points in time where in pregnancy, women like babies won't be able to make it through, you know?
And not only that, it seems like they're pro-life, but they don't care what happens to the child after it's born.
That's also another thing, because you also have to keep in mind, what if the mommy doesn't want the baby?
Yeah.
What if the mom dies and the baby has to go to foster care?
Or where are the pro-lifers?
Exactly. Or what if the mom doesn't have enough money for the child?
Open your wallets. Are you going to fund the kid?
And that just, you know, dear America, but I'm just saying that in all honesty, this is real. This is reality. You mm-hmm. know, this is something that we have to sit down and discuss about because, you know, nobody else is going to see the main... Like, no one is going to understand that this is what's real true. Because everyone has this idea of pregnancy, and they're like, okay, the baby is, conception happens, mm-hmm. you're bearing the child, and then delivery.
Yeah, there's not a everyone lot of, has a healthy pregnancy.
Mm-hmm, not everyone has a not healthy pregnancy. And don't generalize all women, because not all women could be able to have kids.
Yeah, not all of us can have kids.
Exactly. So I think people just need to be more realistic and know the facts instead of having their beliefs.
I feel like they see us as
their,
walking baby makers.
Critics. Huh?
I feel like they see us as walking baby makers.
Women just... Yeah, and honestly, it's like ridiculous because they make laws against and for what we do with our bodies. And then at the end of the day, it's like, when do I get to have a say?
Mm-hmm.
When will I ever have a say? You know, mm-hmm. why is there a law on me having an abortion or not being able to have an abortion? Like, stuff like that. It's like, it makes no sense.
Yeah, and I just don't think you should force someone to have a kid.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, it's my body, my choice.
Exactly. Straight like that. My body, my choice.
Literally. Literally. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Abortion from us at Dear America. If you like this so much, you should follow us on Instagram at Dear America K. And you can follow me at lavish.yo. And you can also follow Gianna at
G-I-X-X-C-O. And also, if you guys have any feedback or your own opinion on this episode, we would love to hear it. You can always DM the Instagram page for the podcast or one of us. I'm open to all opinions, and so is Ivana.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, make sure to tune in next week for another episode of Dear America.
Yep. And bye.
Bye.